Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A winter storm warning begins at 6 p.m. tonight and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Chance for snow today, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 17, winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, snow heavy at times likely, lows level off around 2 above. 5 to 10 inches of snow today through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 11.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Drivers who use Topeka Boulevard were surprised to find part of it closed yesterday. Roxanne Stewart has more.
As part of the $239 million Polk-Quincy Viaduct project, Topeka Boulevard will be closed through the end of the year. Traffic will be one lane in each direction and will only be able to access the First Street on-ramp to westbound I-70. First Street between Topeka Boulevard and Kansas Avenue will also close. Kansas Avenue will be one lane in each direction. There'll be an open house regarding the Polk-Quincy project on the 27th at 5 p.m. at the Cyrus K. Holiday Building. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The first round of winter weather this week will impact much of the state today, and another round is coming Wednesday into Thursday. Snow and ice will make travel conditions slick, and travel may be difficult. Governor Laura Kelly verbally declared a disaster emergency, which allows for the use of resources to provide state assistance. For updated road conditions, go to candrive.org. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The state of Kansas has ended January 2025 with total tax collections at $942.8 million. That's $15.9 million above the estimate, with total tax collections up 1.5% from January 2024. Governor Kelly said while current revenues are in line with the estimates, it's important that they continue to focus on fiscal responsibility to ensure long-term financial health in Kansas. Individual income tax collections were $500.1 million, $25.1 million above the estimate and up 5.1% from January 2024, and corporate income tax collections were $73 million, $20 million below the estimate and down 18.7% from January of last year. Secretary of Revenue Mark Burkhart said that the tax system deployment on Friday, January 31st was delayed, and it delayed that day's individual income tax refunds to February 3rd. Total taxes collected would have been extremely close to the forecasted amount for the month of January. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $348.8 million, $11.8 million above the estimate, and up $4.5 million from January 2024. The Kansas Department of Agriculture, in partnership with the Kansas Foundation for Agriculture in the Classroom, is now accepting applications from Kansas-licensed early child care facilities to participate in a program to increase child nutrition knowledge and consumption of local fruits and vegetables. The program, titled Our Earliest Eaters, Bringing the Farm to Kansas-licensed Early Child Care Facilities, will provide Kansas-licensed early child care facilities with age-appropriate curriculum about Kansas specialty crops and reimbursements for purchasing locally grown fruits and vegetables. Through a competitive application process, 50 facilities will be selected to receive agricultural education activities and resource kits developed by the Kansas Foundation for Agriculture in the Classroom at no cost. And upon demonstration of teaching the provided curriculum, the selected facilities will receive reimbursement of up to $250 per growing season to cover the cost of purchasing fruits and vegetables grown by Kansas farmers and producers to use in the provided educational activities as well as serve in their meal programs. The Kansas Department of Agriculture will help the selected licensed early child care facilities identify farmers and producers local to their facility to purchase healthy fruits and vegetables from. And by building relationships between licensed early child care facilities and local farmers and producers, this program will increase nutrition knowledge and consumption of specialty crops in the earliest eaters, while creating new market outlets for Kansas specialty crop producers. Applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, February 28th. And for more information, you can visit Our Earliest Eaters at agriculture.ks.gov/grants. On Wednesday, U.S. Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Tim Kaine of Virginia, Todd Young of Indiana, and Jack Reed of Rhode Island introduced bipartisan legislation to reauthorize the Dr. Lorna Breen Health Care Provider Protection Act, a comprehensive law Senators Marshall, Kaine, Young, and Reed successfully passed in 2022 to help prevent suicide, burnout, and mental and behavioral health conditions among health care professionals. The law's already provided $100 million in funding for mental health care for providers across the country. However, provisions of the law that made this funding possible expired last year. The Dr. Lorna Breen Health Care Provider Protection Reauthorization Act would reauthorize these grant programs for 5 years. Senator Marshall said our health care providers dedicate their lives to taking care of patients, and sometimes this comes at their own expense. So they must ensure that they're giving them the support they need when it comes to their mental health. He said he's proud to join Senators Kaine, Young, and Reed in leading the reauthorization of this very important program, which helps provide access to mental and behavioral health resources to healthcare professionals. The Kansas Department of Transportation has added new features to the CanDrive Road and Weather Information website and mobile app in an effort to improve safety and create an enhanced travel experience for drivers across the state. The new interactive navigation features were developed as part of the US 83 Advanced Technology Project that is currently underway, and most of the features will be available for use statewide. The US 83 Corridor Project extends from the southern Finney County line to the northern Thomas County line. CanDrive already provides real-time travel information, including road conditions, closures, camera and video footage, and construction and detour information. The new features and upgrades that were designed to provide more information to motorists will display oversized truck locations on the US 83 corridor only, send alerts on high wind, low visibility, and ice and snow road conditions, operate on the Amazon Alexa home speaker and app, integrate with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, enhance detour information, and improve sharing of information for work zones. The Kansas Department of Transportation encourages motorists to use CanDrive to plan trips in advance, and you can know before you go by visiting CanDrive at candrive.gov or by downloading the app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. In Nebraska news, according to court documents, 46-year-old Monica Carney of Lincoln was placed in the Lancaster County Jail on suspicion of felony theft after a months-long embezzlement investigation at a local auto shop. On August 29th, the Lincoln Police Department received a report of embezzlement at Muscle Car Concepts near 20th Street and Cornhusker Highway. After the owner became suspicious of Carney, the office manager, and finding additional hours on her time card. In the past, the owner stated that he had caught her using the company's Amazon card for personal expenses. During an investigation, police learned that Carney made 13 unauthorized cash withdrawals totaling $12,574 while making company deposits. And the affidavit alleges that she also used the company's Amazon credit card to make 18 purchases for electronics, clothing, and pet items with a bill of $1,659.55. Authorities issued an arrest warrant for Carney on January 30th, and on Monday, a judge set her bond at $5,000. Her next court hearing is scheduled for March 11th. A pair of foster parents in Hastings are facing charges of child abuse after a police investigation. Joseph and Lisa Bell have each been charged with 3 counts of intentional child abuse with no injury in Adams County Court. and most of the details of the case are sealed by the court. However, the available court documents show that charges are related to actions between August 4th and February 4th and involve three minor children between the ages of 8 and 11. Officers arrested the pair on February 4th, one day after police were notified by the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services about a potential case of child abuse and neglect at the home, and the allegations involved poor living conditions and physical abuse. Police reported that the couple served as foster parents and had seven children ranging in age from 8 to 17 living in the home. According to court records, the children have been placed in temporary custody with DHHS. If convicted, each charge carries a maximum penalty of 3 years in prison. Joseph Bell and Lisa Bell have both posted 10% of a $10,000 bond, and they're due back in court at 9 a.m. on March 20th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the February 5th Norton City Council meeting, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Andrew Black, Dale Jacobson, Jason Jones, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, and Jim Miller, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the January 15, 2025 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. Drew Kaysen with the Norton Chamber of Commerce presented the application for park and grandstand use for the Demo Derby and concert on July 11, 2025. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the Chamber's application for park and grandstand use for July 11, 2025, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to waive food truck fees for the Demo Derby and concert event on July 11, 2025, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to allow the Chamber to use the city's electricity for their Christmas lights in Elmwood Park this year, and the motion carried. Assistant Chief of Police Mitch Lowery reported on department activities, and Mitch introduced new officer Ellie Garcia. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jason Jones to recess the council meeting to go into a public hearing regarding the request to vacate East North Street from North State Street to North Kansas Avenue, and the motion carried. And Mayor Jones opened the public hearing at 5:45 p.m. A discussion was held on having signage placed alerting motorists that is no longer a street. Norton Christian Church members Alan and Joanne Hale stated the project is progressing, though they are in need of more funding. It was then decided to proceed with giving the church the grant of easement document for their approval and signature. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jason Jones to close the public hearing, and the motion carried 6-0, and the council resumed at 6:01 p.m. Jason Jones requested a monthly report to be provided to the council regarding the status of cases following the issuance of the ticket or arrest all the way through prosecuting. Assistant Chief Lowery stated that he will start providing that information. City Administrator James Maru presented the impound lot property survey, and James stated that after receiving the survey, it was clear that the amount of fencing material purchased will not be enough to completely enclose the property. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to authorize James to purchase additional fencing at a time when it's appropriate for the city's financials, and the motion carried. After a motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson for the council to enter into executive session with the city administrator, city attorney, and city clerk to discuss non-elected personnel, the council resumed at 6:20 p.m. And a motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to change the title of the current assistant police chief to interim chief, moving him to range 15 step J on the pay scale and making the position salaried. The vote was taken and the motion carried 6-0. Gerald Jones reported at the public safety meeting they discussed the forfeited court bond funds, which are being deposited into the general fund as a result of the administrative order from Judge Hawks. Gerald thanked Veronica, the court clerk, and Judge Hawks for their work in getting this accomplished. The committee finalized the placement of the new emergency siren, saying it will replace the birdhouse model located in the northeast part of the city. Once installed, they will evaluate the placement of the birdhouse model, which they are thinking about placing near the rural fire department or the practice football field. The committee also recommended that the fence of the entire impound lot and make sure there is sufficient lighting and proper signage. They discussed the need for a noise ordinance. It was agreed that Mitch, Abby, and James would get together to formulate what the ordinance would include and bring it back to committee for further consideration. The committee then discussed the possible need for increased signage on Highway 36 at the school crosswalk. They said based upon the data collected and the recommendation of the assistant police chief, additional signage is not needed in that area, so the committee has put that issue to rest. The issue of parking in yards and rights-of-way is still in committee, as they are waiting on a return and update from the code inspector prior to pursuing the issue further. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having Western bean bake, cheese stick, corn, pears, cornbread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be walking taco or chef salad with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley School, your lunch today will be vegetable beef soup, crackers, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 50% chance of snow, mainly after 4 p.m., and it should be cloudy with a high near 17 and a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, with total daytime snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. For tonight, expect snow, and the snow could be heavy at times, with a low around 2 and wind chill values as low as minus 12. There will be an east wind around 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%, with new snow accumulation of 3 to 7 inches possible. On Wednesday, expect snow, mainly before 3 p.m., and the snow could be heavy at times, with a high near 15 and wind chill values as low as minus 14 on Wednesday. The north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour and a chance of precipitation of 100%, with new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. And on Wednesday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around minus 8, with wind chill values as low as minus 18. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather, on Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 25. On Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 38. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of snow, mainly before noon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 21. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 22. And on Monday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 34. Currently, with light snow, it is 9 degrees. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is north at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.24, the dew point is 3 degrees, and the current wind chill is minus 7 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas lost the second round of the Sunflower Showdown 81-73 Saturday in Manhattan, and after the game, head coach Bill Self talked about how his team could have won the game, but they were pretty flat defensively.
There are times against elite teams we can lock anybody down, and there's times that we can't guard our shadow. I thought K-State played unreal. They shot it great. They were faster. They played with more energy. We didn't do anything to make them play out of rhythm at all. It was a very dull defensive game. Maybe Jerome would say the same thing too, because we got the shots we wanted. I didn't think we played with energy defensively, and we're not quick enough to keep up with speed when you aren't turned up, and we weren't defensively turned up. Our offense actually come over here and score 73. I'd take that before the game starts and say, all right, let's see what happens. But obviously our defense wasn't up to par.
KU fell from 16th to 17th in the latest AP poll, and they host Colorado Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on ESPN2. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
Ranchers, when you're out working in the elements, you need gear that works as hard as you do. Dry Shot is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at ValleyVet.com. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof Dry Shot boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You will appreciate the four-way stretch, breathable air mesh lining, and the ability to roll down the tops to tuck in pant legs. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You'll like the all-terrain, self-cleaning, acid-resistant sole. Your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. Dry Shod the whole family at ValleyVet.com. There you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com. ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton, or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.